Welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estratore on behalf of Financial Services Online, your go-to source for personal and business insurance. This week, we turn our eyes to some significant developments in the Australian insurance industry. Firstly, a pivotal ruling in the federal court on June 25th. Insurance companies Vero, QBE, and Star International have been directed to fulfill their obligations to Barilaba Coal Company even after the expiration of the policy. The story follows the collapse of a radial coal stacker at a mine which, post initial repairs, failed for a second time before complete restoration. The court, led by Justice Sarah Darrington, rejected the insurer's claim that a form of release would absolve them of further liability, clarifying it only pertained to the initial storm damage. The crucial point here? Even with a policy expiration, insurance companies are mandated to cover additional repair costs if the mishap occurs before full restoration. This ruling reinforces the onus on insurers to honor their commitments and sets a considerable precedent in handling insurance disputes. Our next story hails from the recently released New South Wales budget for 2024-25. Here, the government revealed a substantial focus on resilience and insurance affordability. An impressive $5.7 billion has been earmarked for disaster prevention, with a major change seeing the transition of the Emergency Services Levy, or ESL, from an insurance premium to a property levy. This shift, receiving applause from the Insurance Council, aims to lower insurance premiums and foster equity, particularly in regions prone to flooding. Key investments include $525 million funneled into the Resilient Homes Program and $87.4 million towards the Resilient Lands Program to mitigate the impacts of severe weather. Interestingly, despite a slight drop in insurance duty revenues, the ESL's expected revenue is seeing a significant jump, up by $205.6 million by 2027-28. This budget has been applauded by both the Insurance Council of Australia and the Insurance Australia Group for its emphasis on safety and long-term protection, acknowledging the effects of climate change and extreme weather events on our insurable assets. That wraps up this week's edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap from Financial Services Online. To learn more about these stories, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay tuned and stay informed. I'm Paige Estratore. Until next time.